This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To Carson and Kennedy. Carson and Kennedy. On Mix 1041.
Call or text us here in the studio, 617-931-1234. We want to know what you're getting into over the weekend. How about you, Kennedy?
Well,
should I say Spider-Woman?
You should. At 1 o'clock today, I will go over the edge for the Special Olympics Massachusetts, which means I'm going to be at the Hyatt Regency Boston. So if you're in and around the area...
And you see Spider-Man.
Spider-Man rappelling 22 stories down the outside of the building.
I love
That's
this so
me.
Much.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's really
That's
really
something
cool.
I'd love to try.
Oh, you can?
Do you get nervous right
Come
before
on
you jump?
Year. Hell yes. You don't jump.
Well,
you
rappel.
You literally lean. Just lean. But in any way, so that's happening at 1. Still taking donations? $22 for 22 stories? That's all I'm asking
so
for?
So yesterday your goal was to get to $1,000. Where are you today?
I have more than that, but I just keep up in the goal.
Oh, okay.
It's for a good cause.
Well, you do Spider-Man proud of.
No, I love it. And thank you, everyone who has donated. And then Mr. X flew in last night.
Oh.
And Carson has been so kind as to let us stay at his Cape house this weekend. So as soon as I'm done
Wait,
with
you're
that,
taking Mr. X to our place on the Cape?
Yes, and my dog. Was that not clear?
Oh, no, the dog's fine.
There's Mr.
Gonna
X
be a,
isn't?
There's going to be a spy. Down on the Cape, Dan.
Well, the good thing about having a spy down there is he'll sweep the house, so if you have any listening devices, we'll find them.
Yep.
Bye.
You're going to be fully debugged.
I wish I'd have known he was coming. I would have installed some.
Just for fun. And we're going to do, like, nothing.
Yeah.
Going to eat and sit around the fire outside.
Yeah, there's a fire pit. Have at it.
I just really need
There's to. Also a ring toss game right behind that fire pit.
I really need to
have
do
at
nothing.
It.
And I'm so excited and I'm grateful. So
well,
thank you
rappelling
so much.
Down a building feels like enough excitement for the weekend.
Allie is from Peabody. Good morning, Allie.
Good morning, Carson, Kennedy, and Dan.
Hey.
How are you guys?
We're doing good. You're hosting a fundraiser. What's it for?
Yeah, tomorrow I'm hosting a fundraiser for the ALS Association in memory of my mom.
Where and when?
Yes,
and
tell
is
the people
everybody
so they
invited?
Can help.
Yeah, so it's going to be at F45 Saugus. We're hosting 3 workout classes. So we're going to have a DJ and a raffle, and we're even going to do a special ice bucket challenge at the end because it's the 10-year anniversary of the ice bucket challenge. And all the money, the proceeds, are going to go to the ALS Association, which they're an awesome organization. They provide resources for people with ALS and their families.
Oh, fantastic.
I have a friend that goes to that F45 in Saugus, and they just...
No way.
They rave about it. They're like, that place is awesome. But, like, you're sore.
It's a lot of fun.
But you're like,
it's
they
a
work
lot of
you
fun.
Out.
Oh, yeah. I'm a little nervous. Some of my friends who don't go regularly, I'm afraid they're going to have a rough time tomorrow. But it's for a good cause.
I love that you're carrying on your mother's memory this way. That's awesome.
I also love that you're not giving
Thank
anyone
you,
a pass who's never been there before. You're still going to work them.
All right. Thank you, Allie. Morgan from Bellingham. Kennedy, this Hi. Is going to bring back some memories. Good
Give
morning, Morgan.
Me.
Good morning.
So how old are you, Morgan?
I'm 14.
Tell everybody where you're going this weekend.
I'm going to HOCO this weekend.
Homecoming, Kennedy.
Homecoming.
Oh, HOCO. I've never heard of HOCO before.
Oh, you didn't know? Yeah, it's called HOCO.
We never heard of HOCO, Carson. I've never heard well, that before. You, but girl, I'm so excited for you.
You're in the era of shorthand
you.
Now.
That's fine. I like it. It sounds like fun.
Now, are you going with friends? Do you have a date?
I'm going with my friends.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Do you know, people go on dates anymore? Do people go to
think
on,
so.
On couples
sure.
to things
yeah,
anymore?
Of course
or is it more
they
group
do.
Activities these days?
I think a little of both. I think it's more 50-50 now. What do you say?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. You know what I remember about Homecoming, Kennedy?
Uh-uh.
We were having such a good time that I didn't notice. The photographer took a picture of me and my boys just dancing like crazy. Mm-hmm. And we ended up in a huge photograph in our yearbook at the end of the year, dancing our asses off. And it's like one of my favorite memories of high school.
I'm pretty sure I have one too.
Yeah.
I'm going to find it.
Well, you have fun. What's going to be
Yeah, have a blast.
What's going to be the most popular song that people are going to go nuts to get on the dance floor to, do you think?
Hmm. That's hard. Maybe like a classic, like Party in the USA.
A classic.
Classic banger.
One of those vintage hits.
That's so good.
So much fun, sweet girl.
Oh, that is super cool. Let's see. B-side, good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
You just got off a red-eye flight from Phoenix.
She's been on vacation. I have been following along with envy.
Yes. Yes. 10 days in Arizona. So I have 10 days worth of laundry and a very needy dog who will not leave my side.
Aww.
And tons of homework and an MRI at 7 a.m. on Sunday.
Let's go. MRIs are the best. When I had my MRI a couple weeks ago, I walked in the room. I'd never had one before.
Oh.
And I was like, are you guys playing music in here? Like, is it techno day? Because it was just going.
No, that's just the way the machine.
I had no
sounds.
Idea. I literally thought it was music.
I had a panic attack the first time I had one. They had to take me out give me a sedative and put me back in. And I usually don't get bothered by that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I took a little nap.
Yeah. Well, keep us posted. Let us know how it goes.
Wishing you all the best.
Listen, if I hiked the Grand Canyon, I can do this.
That's my girl.
Speaking of panic attacks, Kennedy,
give it to me.
I am taking 3 13-year-old boys to some haunted houses tonight.
Oh, that just sounds like fun.
I'm the chaperone because they're not allowed to be there if you're under the age of 16 alone. They have to have an adult with them. So I have to.
So does that mean you have to walk through with them?
I don't know. That's a great question because I have no interest in doing that.
No, because they're at that age where they're yelling back at them.
Yeah, after someone who's gone to Scream Fest a lot, even did it this year, teenage boys are the worst at haunted houses.
100%.
Well, they harass you could have just stopped after they are the worst, period. Yeah, we're going to that big haunted thing at Hood Park in Charlestown.
Oh, okay.
That's a new one. Yeah.
I was going to say, if you're going to go out to Barrett's, at least there's a bar attached.
That is a fact.
God bless them.
617-931-1234. We want to know what you're getting into over the weekend. You can call or text us. Again, 617-931-1234. We'll do more of that next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.